Scott with SJWildfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 402. Let's talk about how Elon and Donald and his administration, they're dismantling the government. Everybody loves it. But what they don't realize is what we've been talking about for 3 years is they're going to actually bring on this beast system, this AI government. And I just saw a meme that said Doge, D-O-G-E, spelled backwards, is E-God. We're getting played, my friends. A bunch of pastors that I listen to and respect are praising all these different moves, but they have no idea this is all coordinated, my friends. All right, the first story I want to cover that I think is kind of funny on how Trump keeps talking about how the cartels in Mexico are running their government, which might be true, but the CIA runs the drugs. I remember doing research when you saw different cartel members getting busted by the CIA or our government. It was to consolidate power, to control it. Interesting article from Health Impact News, where he maps out the CIA map of illegal drug connections. Never forget, they put drugs in dead GI coffins in Vietnam, Afghanistan war, controlling the poppy fields. I'll never forget, right around the time of 9/11, the Taliban were burning the poppy fields, and the Federal Reserve Bank, whatever they published for their accounting statements, were off. USA Inc. runs on drug money. Iran-Contra affair. There's so many different examples of this if you just do your own research. So I find it laughable Trump is going after the cartel. Be cutting our own throats. Let's read a little bit about this article. How the CIA funds most of the illegal drug trafficking around the world, including Mexican cartels. The Russian English Press published an article this week about the CIA's involvement worldwide with the illegal drug trade, confirming what I have always been saying recently about how the U.S. funds the drug cartels in Mexico and how almost everything Trump and his administration say about this issue is a lie. Watch the movie Clinton Chronicles about the cocaine running. You want to stop funding the wicked U.S. government, stop doing drugs, get right with the Lord. And I've given the testimony how I was in the food industry, and I'll never forget this. I was calling on somebody that owned a bunch of restaurants, and he flat out told me, I didn't believe it at the time until later learning some more information. He told me at the time he's just a drug laundering operation, and that he doesn't want to sell more food. And he told me he was a level 5 launderer / drug dealer. I think he was a drug dealer as well. Level 5, he said it goes up to level 13. He said at the top of level 13, the CIA runs the drugs. And he said at level 5, he made, this was years ago, $3 to $5 million a year at level 5. Not buying any of it, my friends. So the next story I want to cover is the Postal Service and a couple pretty strong Telegram channels. Trump at One News actually posted this. And here's what I put down. So Trump is expected to take control of the United States Postal Service, fire the Postal Board, Washington Post reports. So a lot of talk about this, and he wants to actually put this independent organization underneath the Secretary of Commerce, under their authority. And then I started doing research, and they're talking about a joint private arrangement, maybe with UPS, and Amazon was mentioned. And of course, Trump's doing this. You need to think about how Amazon had all of their packages subsidized by your taxpayer money. So basically, you have built this spy grid. Amazon is a huge search engine. Amazon is a huge tech company, right? They have their AI assistant, Alexa. They have all their smart home spy gadgets that we've covered over the years. It's an enslavement system. They even, I remember, gave specific documents to police. This is Palantir type AI systems. This is your enslavement. So what's going to probably happen, I suspect, is let's say they bring the United States Post Office service with Amazon. What I suspect is going to happen is they're going to launch drones. They're going to launch robots. They're going to make it so efficient but it's going to be this one big massive spy grid, and it's just going to eliminate human jobs, driverless cars, you name it. This is that AI all-knowing little god being implemented under the guise of basically saving money. No, it's your enslavement. And you need to tie this into also the PSYOP that's happening around the world, that cars are a weapon because they got to take away the cars, your right to drive. It has to be driverless. And then, oh, by the way, you won't be able to go to said location. And then all these airplanes crashing, right? Human error. I know a bunch of pilots. They've told me over the years, I've mentioned this a couple times, that planes are already autonomous, but it's going to be under this AI beast system. It's going to be under Grok. And Grok is creepy. Grok 3.0 under Elon. We'll get into that as well within this VCast. So privatization of the postal service is your enslavement, period. It's this all-knowing little god. The goal of AI needs to run all transportation, including your mail. That's where it's headed, my friends, and people are cheering this nonsense on. Now, we've covered for 3 years this fourth beast system, and Trump basically has talked about a $700 billion plan to abolish income tax, which is great. Income tax is part of the Communist Manifesto. I get that. Tax your income. It should never have happened. It was used to subsidize, I think it was World War I. But I want to play the dollar vigilante, and he's going to cover somebody's tweet talking about, you know, this is AI governance, right? And then what's creepy is these bots go in and start making comments. And I want you to listen closely about the bots' comments, because it reminds me of Microsoft's patent 060606, or basically Microsoft's patent 666, that is cryptocurrency within humans. If they do a said task, like maybe watch something or dig a ditch or go kill a Christian, who knows, they'll get paid cryptocurrency. I'm telling you, it's creepy. This is creepy. This is on X. This is on your free speech platform. Let's watch this.
Trump comes in with Elon. They're like, we'll save you guys. And they'll expose a bunch of this stuff. And then with the savings, there's two things that are going to happen. One is they're going to actually shut down a lot of government agencies and stuff and make it all run by AI. Yeah, and this, just a thought, she's got a great account on X, said, you guys get that thousands and thousands of federal employees are being cut because the government is going to be automated by AI, right? Right. And here's something interesting. Here was their comments section after. It was flooded with bots, and you can tell they're bots because it's almost all the same thing. Posted around the same time, saying basically the same thing, even with the same words, like Tita Femzi, right? But hey, with public AI, you can train the robots to do the work while we kick back and earn rewards. Who knew AI could be our new side hustle? And then Qubit said, right, but hey, with public AI, those federal employees can train AI instead of getting cut. Who knew data could be the new government gig? Chris Gold totally originally said, right, but hey, with public AI, at least those federal employees can train AI to do their jobs while earning rewards. Talk about a win-win. And then Boulis Bad said, hello, yeah, but at least with public AI, tell me if you heard this before, those federal employees can train AI to be better at paperwork. Who knew data could be a side hustle? So that's interesting. Those are bots on X. And you'd have to kind of assume that X is basically doing them themselves, because they can kind of control a lot of that stuff. So all these bots are all posting, hey, this is a win-win. All the federal employees can just stop doing their usual job of wasting time and money and just learn how to program AI. It's a win-win. It's like, most of those people can't even tie their own shoes. Like, federal employees are some of the most unemployable people on earth. Do you think they're going to be programming AI anytime soon? And I got some bad news for you. No coders are needed anymore. It's done. AI programs itself now.
The earning rewards. Kick back and earn rewards. Reminds me of Microsoft's patent, 666. And he makes a great point about these bots being part of Twitter's program. So they're going to ban the private IRS. My thing is, if Trump says, hey, we're going to get rid of the Federal Reserve Bank, so we don't have that principal on our debt to just a bunch of shareholders with a private bank. That'll never happen, my friends. Read the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's a game changer on the scam of the Federal Reserve Bank, but the IRS is private as well. So Trump is proposing to basically get rid of the income tax, which is great. The income tax is part of the Communist Manifesto. So when I first heard that, I was like, that's great. But then you need to think about how Elon said, most jobs are going to be gone. I'm going to play the video. So if they ban the income tax and we get excited, but then they're telling us we won't have jobs, what's the solution? What's the carrot? What's the mark of the beast money system for you to comply and poke yourself or not eat meat? Do you see how this plays out, my friends? I'm going to play Elon talking about what are we going to do with all of this unemployment. This ties into universal basic income with carrots, what you can and cannot buy. This ties into that article that we read about Kroger with discriminatory pricing, and that's legal discriminatory pricing. It sounds bad, but there's actually a whole study on it. I used to set pricing for all contracts in a couple of my different roles. And discriminatory pricing, if you walk into a store with facial recognition, they can charge you whatever they want per item. That's the model that Kroger is proposing to go towards. And Kroger, you need to look at Kroger as the parent company. Look at all the subsidiaries thereof as well. This is that beast system. Reminds me of the video we played maybe 3-4 years ago of all of these scanners at Walmart where you couldn't open anything unless you showed your papers, please. You had your face scanned. Crazy. It's crazy. And again, I go back to this income tax about the bots saying that you'll be able to earn rewards. How does that fit this Microsoft 666 crypto task patent enslavement model where you can earn cryptocurrency for digging a ditch or, again, hunting Christians? And I go back to Trump pushing cryptocurrency. How does this fit the Fort Knox gold audit? Will he arrest the central bankers when the gold is gone? I doubt it. I absolutely doubt it. Will he ban the Federal Reserve Bank that's a private bank? I doubt it. So let's play this video of Elon talking about universal basic income. And then even if this is a slow roll, I did a search on IRS and AI, and there's tons of articles about the IRS using AI. And it reminds me as well, we replayed in one of our VCasts how Fox News said the IRS is scanning every transaction out there today. And I'm wondering if that's from FedNow that we've covered that primes central bank digital currencies and or cryptocurrencies. See how this all plays together? No, Elon's not your hero. Trump is not your hero. They are both bringing on the beast system. Doge is EGOD. Let's roll it.
What to do about mass unemployment? This is going to be a massive social challenge. And I think ultimately we will have to have some kind of universal basic income. I don't think we're going to have a choice.
Universal basic income.
Universal basic income. I think it's going to be necessary.
So it means that unemployed people will be paid across the globe.
Yeah.
Because there is no job. Machine, robot is taking over.
There will be fewer and
This just dawned on me listening to this. Will this be how the mark of the beast gets implemented? There are no jobs. World War III just happened. But we're going to roll out the free energy devices. We have food. And we have all these robots. We have all of this artificial intelligence. Will this be the rollout of the mark of the beast? You can get universal basic income, but you need to poke yourself with our As Days of Noah devil juice. You need to hook up to the AI hive mind to get skills.
Fewer jobs that a robot cannot do better.
Okay.
The harder challenge, much harder challenge, is how do people then have meaning? Like a lot of people, they derive their meaning from their employment. So if you don't have, if you're not needed, if there's not a need for your labor, how do you, what's the meaning? Do you have meaning? Do you feel useless?
Do you go to Mars where they probably can't even go to? And so the example I wanted to share as well with the IRS, it's just the one article from The Intercept. The IRS is buying an AI supercomputer from NVIDIA. That's the company that's with Stargate. That beast system that we've been warning about. Oh, don't be deceived. Pretty wild. All right. And again, on paper, I like this. Everything should be decentralized. But Trump wants the Department of Education to be closed immediately. You think about Common Core and the dumbing down of students in the war on homeschooling. So when you first hear these things, they sound wonderful, right? It should be merit-based. Both my parents were school teachers, and they basically had to teach where students all kind of joined in. It was like this communism type teaching. So the super smart kids couldn't necessarily excel. I just remember thinking, this is not American. What is going on here? But part of me thinks the reason why they want to get rid of the Department of Education, and again, this is speculation, you won't need educators. It'll all be artificial intelligence. What teacher can be smarter than AI? What judge can be smarter than AI? That's where this whole thing is moving towards, my friends. And then it'll get to the point where you won't need a teacher because you could download your IQ. If everything Google knows, you'll know. Every white paper ever written, you'll have access to it. I wonder if this is a long play in the end of days, if you won't even need education. And then the Christians that don't want to lose their free will, that don't want to hook up to this bio-digital convergence, we're going to have to just learn simple, simple skills.
We're really going to have to either merge with AI or be left behind.
Like a plug in my head that's going to fit into a hard drive? Like, or how does that work?
Yeah. A chip and a bunch of tiny wires.
This would be implanted surgically. And it would do what? Could you input? Could you download Jim?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What? Basically, an effort for man to merge with machine in a healthy way.
Yes.
To beat machines, you basically have to merge with machines.
Most likely, yes.
The merge scenario with AI is the one that seems like probably the best.
Like for us.
Yes. Like if you can't beat it, join it.
So why would you even need a Department of Education? I'm just saying, my friends. I'm just saying. Now, all right, some other government institutions on the chopping block. Let's read from CBS News. Why the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is being targeted by Trump DOGE, or EGOD, we should say. And I thought this was interesting. I didn't really know much about this organization, but let's read from CBS again. The watchdog agency created by Congress after the 2008 financial crisis was the brainchild of Senator Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, who's now leading the uphill fight to keep the Bureau alive. And people forget to remember that after this crash in 2008, this bank bailout of these huge financial institutions, they actually passed different rules, regulations, laws about a bank bail-in. So the next financial crash that they'll probably do with the digital pandemic that we've covered, it's a bank bail-in. So they'll take your money and they'll recapitalize the bank. It's a scam. It's smoke and mirrors. It's evil, my friends. And they tested this bank bail-in as well in other countries to see if it would work. How will that happen with the cryptocurrency push, with potentially the missing gold at Fort Knox that I think is all scripted? I think they know it's gone. We'll see. We'll see what happens. And then how will they move us onto the blockchain with either crypto or central bank digital currency, this universal basic income that has strings attached, so you'll be a good social credit zombie. I go back to this. Everything is on the blockchain and scanned by AI. And who has keys to the ledger? This is where all of this is moving. But let's continue on other cuts within the government. And again, if the solution wasn't AI, this beast system, this that's trying to hook you up with their nanotech to merge with artificial intelligence, it'd be great. I'd be loving this stuff. But I'm blowing the trumpet. And again, I've listened to two or three different pastors who I know are anointed. They are just praising Elon Musk and they're praising Trump. It's to the point I almost can't listen to them anymore. I hate to say it because I'm worried about their spiritual discernment. Now, I'm listening to Fox News. I'm driving somewhere. And they had somebody on that was talking about how there are all these four-star generals. I thought Fox News, this guy said there were 44 four-star generals, but I could only find 39. And he said, look, we won World War II with not that many generals. So they want to get rid of generals, which is fine. And it makes total sense because everything is run by AI. And there's a thing called the Internet of Military Things. Internet of Military Things, where they take all of the assets that can fire missiles, potentially robots, that sort of thing, and they interconnect them. So war is an AI game. I don't think these generals can outsmart AI and this complete transparency of the battlefield. Think of like Starlink and all these satellites knowing every square inch of the world. So of course they're going to get rid of some of these generals. Because again, I think war is a script. Death will be real. It's this AI scenario game to bring in this new world order, one world government. And I remember, to echo that, I remember hearing Rick Wiles with True News. He went to some dinner and somebody looked over to him and said, you know, we run China's Federal Reserve Bank. So my understanding, and I've said this multiple times, is potentially Russia. And I say potentially, it's rumored Russia, Syria, Iran, and North Korea own their own central banks. So who are the boogeymen? Those countries. And I wonder about Russia. Russia seems to be doing a lot of stuff that fits this New World Order agenda. And we know Putin is from the World Economic Forum leaders list. Theater, my friends. Absolute theater. All right. I think this is our last slide. President Donald Trump recently signed an executive order aimed at increasing presidential control over independent regulatory agencies. And we all know, again, these regulatory agencies are just a thorn in our side. But what I'm saying is this is theater because they know it's an e-god. They know it's e-government. So he tweeted, he said, hey, you can be above the law if you're trying to save the country, something to that effect, right? So the lawlessness one. So these agencies include the FDA, that's crooked, CDC, Center for Disease Continuation versus Control, Federal Trade Commission, Federal Communications Commission, Security and Exchange Commission, all these powerful organizations. So with the theme of dismantling government to bring on e-government on so many fronts, what could happen under his authority with DOGE, with, let's just say, for the Centers of Disease Continuation? AI could enhance disease surveillance and outbreak prediction. Problem, reaction, solution. Go ahead and drop the fog that makes everybody sick. Ignite the 5G with all the nanotech that makes you sick that we've covered over the years. And then ID 2020 could ensure accurate tracking of vaccination and health records. Think of this bird flu scam. We've played the video with Fauci saying that they worked on gain of function for bird flu. Now we have bird flu, and now their solution is to spend over $1 billion and just cull our chickens. In the UK, you have to register your chickens, or at least it was proposed. Chickens are a threat because it makes you alive and is full of nutrition if they're free range. All right, under the Food and Drug Administration, AI could streamline drug approval process like the Stargate mRNA cancer cure that will hook you up to this bio-digital convergence. And ID 2020 could provide secure digital identities for patients and healthcare providers. Yeah, everything that this clown has talked about, Mr. Ellison with Oracle. You see how they can fast track all this nonsense, all this defiling the temple of God that is you? Let's play this video.
For former British Prime Minister Tony Blair's Policy Institute is to receive millions of dollars from the founder of the US tech giant Oracle. Now, this is in addition to some $33 billion that were put in 2021. So reports say that the Oracle founder, Larry Ellison, will be donating an additional $49 million to the non-profit organization set up by the former Labour leader. The institution aims to provide advice to governments across the world to maintain peaceful and progressive societies. Well, reports say the money donated by the tech billionaire will be used for a joint partnership to help African countries. The project aims to create a central database of vaccination records. The eventual plan is to widen the system out across the healthcare in Africa. Now, Blair and Ellison have been working on social projects since Blair's tenure in Downing Street. At one point, Oracle had become a key firm supplying technology to the UK government. It still provides cloud computing services to the Cabinet Office. And last year, Oracle bought the US electronic health record company, Cerner, for almost $30 billion. Larry Ellison plans to build a single source of medical records in the US.
You see where this is all headed. Larry Ellison wouldn't exist without the CIA. Amazon wouldn't exist without government funding. Amazon has a $600 million contract from the CIA. That is a beast system rising. So Amazon potentially joining with the U.S. Postal Service. You see how this is an abomination. Don't poke yourself, my friends, with their tech. All right. I'm going to end with this. Get my face off of this. You need to check out this video from One That Can See on YouTube. Elon Musk unveils Grok 3.0 logo, and he talks about how this looks like Saturn, and he shows all these holly weird people with Saturn tattoos. That's Satan worship. Pretty long video that he does a very, very, very nice job with. And then this guy has a different take of the Grok logo with singularity that I thought was very, very well done. And we're going to end this video. I always like to end with the word of God, just on a pretty cool video about bringing fire down from the heavens and Elon Musk in the sight of the false prophet doing things in the sight of the beast. Thank you for your support, my friends. Keep us in the fight.
Singularity is coming, and I believe this guy right here is sending a message. So for those who do not know, this is the new Grok logo, which is a picture of a black hole depicting the singularity. As you can see right here, if you type in singularity on a search engine, you will come up with this. And that is because a gravitational singularity is a theoretical condition in which gravity is predicted to be so intense that space-time itself would break down catastrophically. As such, a singularity is by definition no longer part of the regular space-time and cannot be determined by where or when. Gravitational singularities exist at a conjunction between general relativity and quantum mechanics. Therefore, the properties of the singularity cannot be described without an established theory of quantum gravity. Are you also confused as I am? Well, don't worry, you're not alone. But the main point and takeaway here is that he is using this visual of the singularity with a black hole as the logo for Grok, his artificial intelligence. And as we know, the name Grok means to understand so thoroughly that the observer becomes a part of the observed, to merge, blend, intermarry, lose identity. So again, the idea of singularity becoming one. Now, even though a lot of people see the singularity as the technological singularity, in which a hypothetical point in time at which technology or technological growth becomes uncontrollable and irreversible, resulting in unforeseeable consequences for human civilization, this is the idea where technology supersedes human intelligence. But the basic definition of singularity is the state, fact, quality, or condition of being singular. So in simple terms, being singular, becoming one. As we just saw, the name Grok meaning to merge. So again, to become singular and one with. So it makes perfect sense that he's going to use the image of the singularity becoming one together with artificial intelligence with the name Grok, because this is his ultimate goal for mankind, to merge with his artificial intelligence God.
The merge scenario with AI is the one that seems like probably the best. Like, if you can't beat it, join it.
Digital God. So perhaps that's digital god at that point.
You're bringing what?
Perhaps that's where our new god will come from. Yeah.
His messaging is clear to those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. So this right here, 2 years ago, he commissioned an art piece called A Fork in the Road. And right now, in my personal opinion, mankind is at this fork in the road. Will individuals choose their own way, following after technology and the singularity with this AI god, the broad road that leads to destruction, or will they go the narrow path that few will find, which is Jesus Christ?
So we have the singularity part of the logo and Saturn, Satan. So going towards their AI singularity, little god, to get all this power, you're literally worshiping Satan. Pretty interesting, my friend. Just listening to this guy, it reminds me of the scripture, Matthew 7, verse 14. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and a few there be that find it. Make sure you find it, my friends. Scott with SJWellfire.com. Have a blessed day.
And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb. And he had two horns like a lamb, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, within the sight of men, within the sight of men, within the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, 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 by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast.
Comes down in those big, beautiful arms, hugged it like you hug your child.
And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast. Saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed, that they should make an image to the beast, that they should make an image to the beast, that they should make an image to the beast.
And it was a dizzying full first day in office for Donald Trump at the start of his second term as president. He signed more executive orders, but his key announcement was the creation of a huge artificial intelligence project called Stargate. He called the plan the biggest project of its kind in history.
It was a technological marvel.
The grid takes all those things unique to you. Your social security number, your passport, your debit and credit accounts, and links them to one thing. It was a technological marvel. The grid takes all those things unique to you. Your social security number, your passport, your debit and credit accounts, and links them to one thing. Your DNA. With just a touch, the grid collects a tiny sample of your genetic material, IDing you instantly.
Greg Brewster.
Then a purchase can be deducted directly from your personal accounts, or you can unlock and start your car.
Sid Batista.
And it all works within a margin of error of 0.001%. The ultimate social network. No cash has to change hands. No ID cards have to be shown. No keys have to be carried.
Saki Kashua.
Today, you can't do anything in New York City without the grid knowing who you are and where you are.
Julia Richards.
After just 6 months in service, the state legislature passed an unprecedented bill giving law enforcement complete access to the grid's data. As a result, there hasn't been a reported case of identity theft in over 18 months. NYPD case clearances have soared above 90%, and fugitives have been found and captured in record numbers.
Thank you for using the grid.